Good evening. Welcome to you all, and welcome to those who are joining us online from your own home or from wherever you happen to be at this time. Long centuries before Jesus was born, the prophet Isaiah foretold his birth. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Let us worship God. We sing to his praise and glory. Hymn 301, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Let us pray. God of light and hope, open our eyes to your glory and our hearts to your presence, that in this sacred hour we may hear the angel's song and marvel once more at the wonder of your redeeming love. Long ago in Bethlehem, your Son, the Prince of Peace, was born. He is the one who came from the highest heaven to pierce the darkness with the light that gives life to the world. God of stars and surprises, we confess we do not fully comprehend the extent of your love for us. Time and again we fail to make room for you in our lives. And like many of those to whom you came at the first Christmas, we do not give you the welcome that we should. Lord Jesus, cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us tonight. God of life and love, you have given us Christ, the hope of the world, and the one who is our Emmanuel. As in the quiet of this holy night, we travel in our minds to the makeshift cradle, let the true message of Christmas touch us again. And as we hear the glad tidings proclaimed anew, may we know your peace and joy in our hearts, and with humble shepherds praise with gladness the one who came and is to come, Jesus Christ our Lord. These things we humbly ask in his name, and together as the one people, we say the prayer our Saviour taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Our first lesson this evening can be found in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. The birth of Jesus Christ. Hear the word of God. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Amen. Hymn 305, In the Bleak Midwinter. The second lesson can be found in the Gospel of St. Luke. St. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. The shepherds and the angels. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Amen, and thanks be to God for his holy word. See in yonder manger low, hymn 313. Why is it getting harder to buy Advent calendars? Their days are numbered. How does good King Wenceslas like his pizzas? Deep pan, crisp and even. The other day I came across this quote. Christmas is full of surprises. I agree with that. But there is nevertheless a challenge for those of us who have heard the Christmas story since we were children. After you've attended 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 Christmas nativities, and after you've listened to at least that many Christmas sermons and heard and sung every Christmas carol a few hundred times, what more is left to be said that hasn't been said before? Familiarity can breed, if not contempt, at least a kind of casual listening, which is not really listening at all. And this I urge you to fight against. For the Christmas story tells us something that is truly mind-blowing, and something that should fill us with surprise every time we hear it. At the very first Christmas, God invaded human history in the form of a tiny, helpless baby. This evening, I would like us very briefly to focus on a verse of Scripture which comes from what has been called the first Christmas sermon, the one preached by the angel to some frightened shepherds keeping watch over their flocks at night. After announcing that the long-awaited Saviour had been born in Bethlehem, the angel told them how to find him. "This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Here is the first surprise. Having announced the Saviour had been born, the shepherds may have justifiably expected that the sign they would be given would be one that was quite spectacular, something unlike anything they had witnessed before. But no, you will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger. Luke, in recording these words, is telling us that the circumstances of Jesus' birth are important. They tell us something about God, and they tell us something about Jesus. First, you will find a baby. A baby. There's nothing quite as wonderful as the birth of a baby, a time of great joy for family and friends. One of my own friends was telling me his 4-year-old grandson was delighted to become a big brother, but after a few days of having a rather noisy and demanding baby in the house, the big brother suggested to his parents that it's time the baby went back to where they got him. The word used by Luke means an infant or a newborn child. What this tells us is this: Christ came into the world in the way we all do, but in the baby born at Bethlehem, We come face to face with no ordinary baby. We encounter one who came from the highest heaven. We encounter God Himself. My friends, if this isn't a surprise, what is? If this doesn't stir our imagination and touch our hearts, what on earth will? Back in time, there was a European monarch who worried his court by often disappearing and walking incognito among his people. When he was asked not to do so for his own safety, he answered, "I cannot rule my people unless I know how they live." In the child born at Bethlehem, God entered human history in order that he might know how we live. He entered human history that he might save us from our sins and from all that is wrong. He came to lead us in the everlasting way, the way that leads to God and life eternal. The hymn puts it well, "Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity, pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus, our Emmanuel, a baby." Secondly, the shepherds were told the baby will be wrapped in cloths. When Jesus was born, it was the custom for babies to be wrapped in strips of cloth to protect them from the harsh elements. On his own, Jesus was helpless. In that respect, he was like any other baby, and he required the loving care and protection of Mary and Joseph. Helpless. Doesn't that word resonate with us on so many fronts? Life can be harsh, and much can happen that seems beyond our control. The global pandemic continues to wreak havoc on the world. Our apparent inability to live in peace leads to conflict. And all the while, there are people searching for but not finding meaning and purpose and fulfillment in life. Helpless. My dear friends, the surprise is that it is in the one who was helpless that we find our help. The finest music ever composed, the most impressive building ever built, the greatest piece of art ever painted has not influenced the world as much as the one whose birth we have gathered to celebrate. Why should that be? It is because the helpless one of Bethlehem stretches his arms towards us in love. Love that is unconditional. Love that affirms us and our worth. Love that tells us we matter and always will. He speaks tenderly to us in our times of grief and of pain. whispering words of reassurance in our ears and reaching out to us through the kindness of others. And he lifts us so that no matter our circumstances or how great the storm may be, we can know within, deep within, a joy that lasts, a peace that endures, and a hope that will not die. Again, the hymn writer put it well. Shepherds watch and wise men wonder, monarchs scorn and angels sing. Such a holy place as none would reckon, hosts a holy, helpless thing. Stable beasts and bypass strangers watch a baby laid in hay. God surprises earth with heaven, coming here on Christmas Day. Finally, the shepherds were told, you will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. One problem we have with the story is that the word manger doesn't quite communicate an accurate image to us. Many of us get our concept of the manger from watching nativity plays. But the word itself means something like a feeding trough. Isn't that quite something? The Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, he who built the starry skies, is placed not in a warm bed, but a cattle trough. And was this not an indication of what was to come? Often Jesus had nowhere to lay his head at night. He had little by way of possessions. He relied on the hospitality of good friends like Martha and Mary and Lazarus. He was wrongly accused and nailed to a cross. And the tomb in which his body was placed, even it was not his own, but one borrowed from someone else. My friends, this baby lying in an exposed stable, resting in a feeding trough, is a sign from God to us all. He has come to the world in the most unlikely way. Paul put it well when he wrote, he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, and was made in human likeness. It's not what we would expect, is it? There were no halos, no angels visible, and no choirs singing. If you had been in Bethlehem that night and didn't know better, you would have concluded this was just an ordinary baby, born to a poor young couple down in their luck. Nothing about the outward circumstances pointed to God. And yet, Christmas is full of surprises. A baby wrapped in strips of cloth and resting in a feeding trough in a cave behind the village inn. It's not a very likely beginning for a movement that went on to change the world and continues to do so. It's not how we would expect the long-awaited Messiah to come to earth. But that, praise God, is what happened at the very first Christmas. And therein lies the surprise and the wonder and ultimately the delight of Christmas itself. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. As it is now Christmas morning, let me wish you all a joyful and a peaceful Christmas. Let us pray. God of all the years, as we celebrate our Saviour's birth, we kneel before the manger and we share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men. Lord God, in Jesus, you demonstrated your love for the world in a way that defies description. Close the door to hatred in the world today, that division and hostility may cease. Despair give way to hope, and a spirit of peace and goodwill come to prevail. God, with us, be with our families and our friends this Christmas. Draw near to those for whom this is a difficult time. The lonely, the sick, the dying, and those who mourn the passing of a much-loved family member or friend. May your presence give peace and comfort now and in the days to come. God, of all the years, your Son was born in a lowly stable, for there was no room at the inn. We pray for those who are homeless, for the hungry, the exploited, and the despairing. Help us to reach out with your love, that a light may shine in the darkness experienced by so many. Lord God, Jesus' birth was proclaimed good news for all. Bless our weary world, that it may truly rejoice in your coming. And be with each one of us, that encountering you, the Word made flesh, we may love and serve you joyfully and well, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As you leave the church, there will be a collection for the old parish and our work and witness. Can I ask you to maintain some form of physical distancing between yourselves and those who are not in your family or immediate circle of friends? Due to the pandemic, I will not go to the door at the close of the service, and while I will miss the opportunity to greet you personally, it does mean you'll get home that wee bit quicker. Once again, a joyful and a peaceful Christmas to you all. Our closing hymn, we celebrate our Saviour's birth, hymn 306, O Come, All Ye Faithful. May the joy of the angels, the humility of the shepherds, and the peace of the Christ child be God's gift to you this Christmas, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you, now and forevermore.